on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Okay, let's meet a small business. Kara Gibson, one of the owners of Pause for Walks Chicago. Hi, Kara. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Get right up to that microphone and tell us hello. So, Pause for Walks Chicago. How did it get started? Are you a pet lover?
I am. So, it got started back when I was in my early 20s, probably like 2013, I believe. Mm-hmm. I had my first dog, Leah. She was a rescue from Pause. I was working in the restaurant industry. Hated my hours.
Of course.
Of who doesn't?
It's a hard restaurant work. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I hated paying for pet care and just being gone from her all day. So I decided to quit on the spot, start my own company. And it kind of just flew from there.
So it's Pause for Walks. You mm-hmm. essentially dog walk, sit, and other things along those lines?
Yeah. So we do one-on-one dog walking. We don't do any pack walks. We do overnight care in clients' homes, doggy daycare and boarding in our sitters' homes, and then some cat sitting here and there.
Right. So it sounds like a more one-on-one experience, not only with the walking, but for the care of the animals too.
That's correct.
Okay. Not against those other places, but right. Some people want a little bit more one-on-one. Some dogs, and do you do cats too, or just dogs?
We do cats.
Okay.
Yes. We only focus on dogs though.
Yeah. So some dogs need a little bit more one-on-one care.
Yes.
And you're able to provide that. Did you find immediately that there were a ton of clients that were in on this?
Oh my gosh. So many clients, especially like the millennials. Everyone stopped having kids and they just wanted to have pets. So everyone has generally two dogs per household. Then the pandemic happened, and then everyone got dogs, so we just became swamped after that. So it was a blessing.
Is it just you and your partner here? Or
no. So we have a team of 20-plus staff that work for us. We have some office managers, some great sitters that just do that, some people that just do walking, cat sitting. So we have a variety. And they're all over Chicago.
Are you over just the city, or are you in the suburbs too?
So we started in the northwest suburbs, and then we got rid of that and just focus on Chicago. We just wanted to hone in on that.
Wow. Yeah. 20 employees doing this. Why do people call you instead of the competitors?
We're more personal. Truly, we have relationships with the clients. My wife and I were just talking about this. We have friendships with the clients. We go out to dinner. We celebrate birthdays. A lot of them are neighbors. The walkers and the sitters also have relationships with these clients. So it's not just like go in, you walk their dog, you get like a paycheck at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. They're friends of ours. So
I think you've really tapped into the transition from, you know, dogs and cats as loved pets to fur babies.
Right.
Right. And that millennials are having kids, if at all, much later. Mm-hmm. They often, especially if as a couple, that's often like maybe the precursor to having a kid. You kind of have an animal together. Right. Like that is a training ground for a lot of people. And yeah, if you consider them, and most people do, part of your family, just like a babysitter, you want to know that and trust them. And that's part of your mission, too. You do background checks. You look into all this.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. We're very particular in who we hire. A lot of them now have become friends. We trust them that they watch our dogs. They come into our home, watch our parents' dogs. So we trust them wholeheartedly. They're part of the family.
And this has been something that's scaled up, as you mentioned, rather quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just me in the beginning. And then I hired like my first walker sitter probably like a year after. And then it just kind of exploded after that. And then, like I said, the pandemic was truly a blessing for us because everyone got dogs. And then we just have to, I mean, we hire probably 3 staff a month at this point.
And is it mainly by word of mouth or clients telling other clients? Do you do a ton of advertising or no?
Both. So a lot of it's word of mouth. We live in the neighborhood right over here, so they see us out every day walking our dogs and walking clients' dogs. We do a ton of events. We love doing events, both like in the Lake Shore East neighborhood. We do lobby events. When the pools close at the end of the year, we do like the doggy dips. We're at Northman on the Riverwalk every Wednesday for Yappy Hour. So we just love doing all the events to get out there.
Was that Yappy Hour you said?
Yes, Yappy Hour on the Riverwalk.
I like that. What do you think about the new ordinance in Chicago to allow dogs at restaurants?
I mean, obviously, I'm not going to argue with it. I mean, if we could bring our dogs everywhere, that'd be great.
I mean, this collides your two worlds. I'm used to being in the restaurant world
right.
and other things along those lines. what's the best way for people to reach you? You got a ton of 5-star reviews on Google, which is hard to do, especially for something so personal. You always find some people are going to be upset about something, but
right.
I couldn't find any on your account. So what's the best way for people to reach you? Website, phone number?
Website. You also, my phone number, my personal cell phone number is on the website. So everyone, they will text me, they will call me. But generally, people just go on the website. They can book through there. You can also go on our Instagram, on our Facebook, on our TikTok. Tons of different ways to contact us.
Any regrets about leaving the restaurant industry?
No. Not at all.
Any unexpected challenges of running your own business or running your business with your wife?
COVID truly then was difficult. You know, everyone then was working from home. We had great clients who still supported us during that time, even though they didn't need the dog walks. But that's really like the biggest struggle, or like if clients move away and mm-hmm. we can't see their dogs anymore, or unfortunately when the pets pass away.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's truly the toughest part.
Yeah, because you're emotionally connected.
Yes.
I think people find that valuable, that mm-hmm. you love those pets.
Yes.
Maybe not as much as their owners do, but certainly
right.
you get attached to them. One more time, the website for people.
PawsForWalksChicago.com.
Paws for Walks. Walks or walk?
Walks with an S.
PawsForWalksChicago.com. Oh, yeah. Iridian provided it for me right at the top of the page. Why? She's an excellent producer. PawsForWalksChicago.com. Good luck with everything. Thanks for sharing your business with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's Kara Gibson. Shout out to Leslie, wife and co-owner as well. Let's take a break. We have news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.